Welcome back to the X-Cast. The truth is in here. I'm your host, Paige Schechter, and today's show is deja vu all over again. Because this Con Life, the Illinois-based comic, sci-fi, horror convention, and festival promotion company that put on X-Fest this past March in LaSalle, Illinois, is gearing up for another great X-Files convention. X-Fest 2 will be taking, also known as X-Fest 19, will be taking place Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th at the Hyatt Regency in Schaumburg, Illinois. So it's my great pleasure to welcome back this Con Life CEO, Jay Repsell, and partner JC, whom I originally spoke with for XCast prior to the first event. Hello again, Jay and JC.
Hello again.
Hey, Paige, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's already exciting to be talking about this event, sure, particularly for the both of you, because tickets just went on sale Halloween morning, and the response was pretty immediate and impressive. Would you both agree?
Oh, gosh. We've talked about this every day since they've been on sale, and, I mean, it just blew our expectations out of the water. I think JC would agree with me.
Yeah, it was the reaction was just – it was kind of one of those things where – you just couldn't keep up with it. And, you know, I'm looking at my phone and looking at the orders coming in and where they're coming in from. And it was just, it was mind blowing that it was all happening so fast. And it was like, you know, Jay and I were, you know, typing things back and forth and texting. And it's like, by the time you finish a text, like there was already like, you know, 8 more orders come in. And then, you know, you try to text something else and here's 10 more. And it just, it was crazy, crazy day.
I find it particularly amazing because before the first one, you both were telling me that this show was setting up to be the best one you had in your company's history, which included shows with stars of Sons of Anarchy and The Walking Dead and Supernatural, and now it's even more so, right?
Yeah, for absolutely. Sure.
It blew away. You know, I mean, it's our biggest first day of sales ever. I mean, it was just unbelievable, like JC said, like, you know, you set these expectations and we were kind of joking around and we had set some watermarks, some benchmarks for ourselves privately the day before, you know, and he had a number and I had a number in regards to what we thought it was going to be at. And it blew we were both wrong, which, you know, yeah. In a good way.
Yeah, I laughed at his number and said, oh, I that's pretty crazy. Like, let's not get nuts. And then, you know, it
we
ends
got
up
nuts.
We got nuts and it blew away his number even. So I was the I was left holding the bag there, but it was a good bag to hold.
It's a good bag to hold. Yes. So far, you've released the names of 7 guests with many, many more to come, I understand, including an exclusive announcement later on in this very podcast. But first things first, let's lay out who we know so far. The great names you've announced include Mark Snow, the composer who has added so much to every single X-Files episode and movie, as well as other landmark TV and motion pictures as well. All 3 of the Lone Gunmen, Dean Haglund, Bruce Harwood, and Tom Braidwood. Susan Blommert, who just nailed the role of Phyllis Paddock in Dijon Deverlets in season 2. Brian Husky, Reggie Something from Darren Morgan's Tour de Force season 11 episode, The Lost Art of Forehead Sweat. And Nicholas Lee Krycek, who basically wowed everyone who got to meet him at the first one. So is there a guest so far that you're particularly excited about?
Wow.
I mean, I think all of them, you know, when we decided, me and JC decided to go down to Spooky Empire and, you know, with David and Jillian being there, and we got a table as a vendor to promote the show. So we're like, came up with this crazy idea, like, let's get some guest announcements out there. And, you know, we decided to do 5 in 1 week. And mostly because we couldn't hold the Lone Gunman over 3 weeks without just dying of anticipation.
Right.
But, and even in between, you know, Susan and, you know, I mean, just announcing those guys were just awesome, too, because it's cool to see the reactions of this fan base because they appreciate, you know, it could be somebody that's been in a couple episodes, but you get those comments like, I need him on my poster or this or that. You know, it's wild. So it's cool to see the reactions when you throw somebody out there, especially somebody like Susan, who hasn't done a show, you know, at least in a signing and photo op capacity, or, you know, Mark Snow's done some stuff in the record stores and that's really about it. So this is a lot of rare opportunities. So, I think we're both excited. I want to speak for JC here for pretty much everybody so far.
Yeah, I said when you said that, when you ran through that list and, you know, asked who are you most excited about, like, I literally thought to myself, like, I couldn't pick one. I literally couldn't. I mean, it's, and all for different reasons, right? I mean, you know, the gunmen are fan favorites and, you know, everybody loves them. And Susan Blumhardt, you know, it's exciting because it's her first show ever, number one. And number two, personally for me, I'm a huge fan of The Blacklist and loved her character on there. And so that opportunity is great. Mark Snow is legendary, not just for X-Files, but again, for me, I'm a huge Smallville fan. And so he, you know, and people doing their first show, like, that's kind of what's exciting is those guys even don't know what to expect. And when they show up and see the reaction of the fans and the reaction that they get from meeting people, like, that's kind of what you look forward to almost just as much or more than, you know, the people themselves.
Well, I was going to mention this a little bit later on, the bringing in these guest stars from these landmark episodes, and they seem to enjoy it as much as we did, because like you said, they haven't done a lot of cons. They don't get to meet a lot of X-Files fans this way. You know, Karen Connival is a great example. She went wild over everybody at the convention, and everybody went wild over having the mother from Home and the incredible Judy and Chucky from Plus One.
And Paige, yeah. I got to add real quick, though, that no star is safe with JC behind a keyboard, because we have literally plucked people out of obscurity. And, you know, some of these people have representation, but some of the way we get a hold of some of these people is quite amusing. We'd have to tell a story another time. But, you know, even the Eve twins last year, I think, was our most famous story.
Yeah, that's almost a podcast unto itself.
Oh, well,
but,
no, tell us the abbreviated version. I want to hear about the Eves, because they were lovely. They were lovely.
They were great, yeah. So, and I think they'd be okay with me telling the story, so... You know, some of these people have representation, but some of them we just literally start searching for using various methods. And so on the internet, somehow I stumbled upon a phone number for one of the girls, and what I thought was their phone number, I should say. And about six phone numbers later, I end up with, I says, you know, are you so-and-so? And they said, well, no, I'm her mother-in-law. How did you get her this number? And I was like, this is going to sound really strange. Are you sitting down? So then I had to go into my spiel about how I was an event promoter and we'd love to have them do an X-Files convention. And, you know, about a week later, I got a call back from one of the girls' husbands and had to pitch the whole thing again to him. And I think it was three weeks of pitching it. And they were like, are you serious? Is this a real thing? And, you know, once they saw the marketing materials and the artwork, they were like, okay. And they were excited about it and got to bring the family out to Chicago. And it was cool for everybody. We got to see them and hang out with them. They brought the, you know, screen used red coats, which was super cool. It was a very, very cool experience.
So who are the people at the top of your wish list? Are you just going through every season and trying to get whoever is available during that time period?
Well, we're fans, right? So, you know, me and JC, we go to a lot of cons ourselves, and we're like, who do we need on our X-Files poster? Who do we need in this book? Am I right?
Yeah, no, I was actually just going to say that. I think, you know, Paige, that's what makes, I think part of what makes the show special is that Jay and I are fans. You know, we're just as much fans as the people who are going. And so we look at things through the lens of what would we be excited to see? You know, what were our favorite episodes? What did we enjoy most about watching? You know, what were the fun things that we experienced? And so we try to translate that, you know, to everybody else. And so it's not just, you know, a normal convention may not think like, well, Karen Connival, like that might not be someone who's going to be, you know, well known enough to have her come to my show. But for us, she was a must have. And we were so excited to have her and knew just from, you know, kind of our place in the fandom that she would be super over with the crowd. And so we pursued it until it got done. And so that's kind of how we, you know, look at things, you know, kind of through that perspective. And so, you know, we just kind of go through literally whether it's, you know, season by season or, you know, different episodes. And, you know, we kind of made a list of, you know, here's, you know, people that, you know, we think would, we would love to see. And, you know, some might be, you know, far reaching and like, I don't know if that one's, you know, a possibility, but let's put them on the list anyway. And then there's some that we were like, okay, these are ones that we definitely want to track down and, you know, kind of put them as the priority. And so, yeah, we just kind of look at that and, you know, whatever, you know, look at that from that perspective and go after it.
I know after the first one, you asked on social media for recommendations on who people would want to see at the second one. And did they give you any ideas you hadn't thought of yet? And you're, oh, yes, got to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's one of the great things about the fandom is that they're so deep as well. And that's what we love about it. So honestly, there's names, and Jay, I don't know if you feel the same way, but like, and Jay is a bigger X-Files fan in his lifetime than me. I'm kind of a little bit later to the party, but you know, I'll see names and I don't recognize. And I literally have to Google them and find out who they were, because fans, you know, are that, you know, even that more forward in that than I am. So definitely there's names that have popped up that were like, oh yeah, that's perfect, we're on the same page. And then there's some that I'm like, I'm not even sure who that is, I have to look it up. And you know, that's part of the fun though too.
Yeah, and if anybody listening to the show, I mean, that's coming to X-Fest or wants to or wishes to someday, I mean, we absolutely 1,000,000% take suggestions. Like, you know, we were talking when we were down in Orlando for Spooky Empire that this is not just our show. I feel like the fans have sort of taken ownership of the show, where like everybody feels like it's our thing, and that's what's so cool about it. So, you know, people hit us up on Twitter and they're like, what about so-and-so? Or, you know, could you get this person? And, you know, if it makes sense, and, you know, we absolutely pursue it. So nothing falls on deaf ears in regards to suggestions, whether it's about, you know, how to do something at the show or a guest suggestion.
Now, I know that the elephant in the room is always going to be, if you're talking about an X-Files convention, what about David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson?
Did you hear any stories about this past weekend in Orlando by chance?
I did, but I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No, and I don't want to run anybody down, and I think Spooky Empire is a great show, and I just think that whenever you have David and Jillian, it creates a circus because so many people are focused on meeting them, you know, no matter what convention they're at, no matter where in the world. And I think part of X-Fest's charm is the intimacy of it and, you know, the close-knit groups. And not to say we're like a super small convention, it's just that, you know, we don't have as many casual people that are there to see other guests. It's all X-Files. And I think those people that are attending are happy meeting the deep cuts, and we're giving them something they want without, you know, David and Jillian are going to cause a big distraction, and that's not taking anything away from them. I got plenty of photos with them this weekend too myself, but, you know, I just think for X-Fest, you know, it makes more sense for us to do sort of the deep cuts and kind of avoid that craziness, at least for the time being. Maybe someday, you know, me and JC talked about maybe doing just a day with them sometime, you know, but it's not going to be this year for sure. And I think we've done a pretty good job of being honest about that. When people are buying tickets, we say right up front, David and Jillian won't be attending. So we don't want any false expectations when people are dropping money for our show.
But like you said, if you're a fan, and I'm not only an ex-caster, I'm also a client, you know, you want to see these people. People have been asking, like, what about writers? Is there a chance we'll get to see any of these great people who wrote these episodes that we just watch over and over and over again?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. You know, like Jay mentioned, actually, just, you know, the other day, I think somebody, you know, we had gotten, you know, speaking kind of a follow up to your last questions about David and Jillian, and someone had asked that same, you know, question again, and we pretty much get it daily and you know, answer accordingly. But you know, Jay had brought out, you know, and said, hey, you know, unfortunately, they're not going to be attending, but just about anyone else is a possibility. And that's the way that we look at it. And that's part of the fun that we have. And I think Mark Snow proves that point, that, you know, what you know, how many people would think about the composer of the music being, you know, a guest on the show. But for us, he was one of those, to use a J term, a white whale that we wanted to have of like, this is a guy we really want. This is one we really have to chase down because it was one that we were super excited about. So absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what we try to bring to the table is, you know, obviously whether or not we can, you know, get them to attend. Some are, you know, more open to those types of, you know, events and what we do than others. But I can definitely say without question, 100% certainty, those, you know, efforts are being made and have been made. And, you know, whether or not, you know, they come to fruition is a, you know, kind of a different story. But absolutely, it's something that we've considered, we were excited about, and are excited about the possibility for sure.
Now, you were talking about Spooky Empire, and there are also so many conventions across the country, around the world, that book familiar faces from the X-Files. Can you explain how your con is different from these pop culture conventions, and how can you still do the personal one-on-one approach when everybody is still there, you know, for the same event? It seems like it would be harder to do that.
Yeah, and I think we've done a good job, like especially this year. I don't know if we mentioned it yet, but we went from one day to three now. You know, without giving away too much of the schedule, we'll probably do guests on Saturday and Sunday. So both days will be unique. There will be a couple guests that will bleed into, you know, the second day. You know, for example, you know, Nicholas Lee, he was so popular last year, and he takes a lot of time with fans. So when we were talking with him, we're like, oh, maybe we should add him a couple days. And, you know, I think that's still up for discussion, but I don't know if that's official yet, but I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. But there's a good chance. So, you know, I think being able to split that over a couple days and – you know, I mean, everybody was at their autographing table pretty much all day. Nobody's hanging out in the green room for an hour and a half. And, you know, I see that at other shows where you walk by a star's table and the table's empty forever. And it's, you know, everybody's got a schedule and stuff, but it's frustrating. And I think everybody's there to work and have fun. And it's just a fun atmosphere. Just, I can't explain it, but we have it. We have lightning in a bottle with the show. And it's hard to explain. It's got that it factor, though, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, actually. What would you say you learned from that first one that you're incorporating into the preparations for this one beyond, you know, expanding it to another day?
Well, we moved to a hotel, right, JC?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a huge consideration. And I think that's, you know, and just the premise of the hotel and the idea behind it really is, to your point, Paige, you know, things that we learned. And, you know, the first time around, it was great. You know, it was fun. It was enjoyable. It was one day. It was a sprint. You know, everybody got through things and it was, you know, a lot of fun for people. But I think what we took away from it was an opportunity to let the show breathe a little bit, you know, whether it's, you know, giving people, you know, more opportunity with the guests or to be able to present more content to people and giving people a possibility to get involved with more content, to be quite frank. And so not only going to the hotel, expanding to the 3 days, you know, gives us that opportunity. And I think what, you know, kind of stood out for me was the positive response that we got from people who attended the episode screenings we did first time around with Karen Cannavale and with Doug Hutchison. The positive response we got from that was, you know, through the roof. But there were people who were like, oh, you know, I really wish I could have stayed, but, you know, I had to get back to the hotel, or, you know, I stayed for one, but I couldn't stay for the other one because we had to leave. And, you know, just those kinds of thoughts. And it was just like, you know, how can we, you know, provide an even better experience, and how can we kind of, you know, elaborate on that a little bit? And so that was started those wheels turning to say, hey, if we're going to do this again, you know, really a hotel might be a better environment because everybody can be there. Everybody is more open to taking part. We can do a lot more content because there's a lot more, you know, areas and space and things like that. So, you know, that was really, I think, what we took away more than anything was just from the content perspective and, you know, time to kind of let the show breathe and let, you know, let people experience all that they really want to.
And I could add to that the logistics, too. I mean, we had the show out by where I live, which is a rural area, which was part of the charm of the show. And, you know, it's going to be sad to lose a little of that, but also just the, you know, you got to figure we had actors landing and they come from LA. So with the time change and stuff, we're already battling that. And then we have to get them in a car and get them an hour and a half to us. You know, there was probably 3 hours of windshield time for the actors each day, which made things difficult. And, you know, now they're going to be in a hotel already. So we have an opportunity to do late night screenings and things like that. All kinds of cool ideas. It gives us a lot more flexibility in regards to content and programming.
So we're going to have more screenings, the same number of screenings, one a day, or are you still working that part of it out?
We're definitely still working that part out. I would say, you know, absolutely. We're right now, I can say, you know, without giving away any specific ones, I know for sure that we should have, you know, double the screenings. So I would say we should have at least four. You know, we still have a lot of guests and, you know, in discussion and a lot of things still, you know, being worked out. So it could end up being even more than that, you know, at least from a guest standpoint. But, you know, we're also considering things just even like a, you know, popcorn type screenings, right? Just, you know, hey, we're going to play an episode and, you know, if fans want to hang out in the, you know, an area of the hotel and have some popcorn and watch with other fans, you know, there might not be a, you know, a guest there to handle that part, but you know, things like that. So definitely we're you know, looking at a lot of different options there.
It was definitely one of the most fun parts. I mean, so many of us were sort of watching Karen watch home because she had said she was previously afraid of it and she would cover her face, and she really watched it with us, and Doug told us some little inside things about the making of Squeeze, and we're like, now we watch that episode differently. We see what he was telling us, and it really wound up being an incredible part of the event.
Yeah, and that was, and you know, just on a personal note, I think that was, you know, one of my biggest takeaways was I was just kind of blown away by that. You know, I think I can speak for Jay, because neither one of us, like, I had never in all the cons that I've been to and all the years that I've been going, I've never gone to, you know, a film screening or, you know, any type of other thing like that. But we were just thinking, hey, what, you know, what would be kind of cool? What would be different? You know, what would make X-Fest different than other shows? And, you know, so we tossed out that idea and said, hey, let's try this, you know, with one or two people and, you know, see how it, you know, would get over. And when I saw the response the next day, I was just blown away, because you're absolutely right, Paige. I mean, the 99% of the comments we got about it, it was everybody's like, oh, that was my favorite part. That was the most fun. That was the greatest thing ever. You know, it was just, it was crazy. And like I said, the stories that came out of that, you know, Karen doing the voice, you know, all of those things are just so memorable. And, you know, what was great for her, and I think she shared the story with people who were there afterwards, that was the first time in 20 years that she had actually watched the episode. And so for seeing the episode all the way through for the first time in 20 years and being able to do that with a room full of other, you know, X-Files fans, I mean, when or where would you ever get that opportunity again? And you know, kind of ties back into what makes us different and what makes it memorable is the people that stayed and watched that's a memory they'll probably have, you know, forever. And the fact that we were able to do that and provide that for people is great.
So when you look back at that first one, as X-Files fans, for each of you, what is your favorite moment from that show?
And that's tough, because we were, wow, you're running around so much that day. I can tell you as a promoter, okay, I've been around celebrities most of my life and, you know, in different businesses and in different environments. But, okay, I had a really cool fanboy moment. Like, I'm standing in the green room and kind of, we, you know, where we were, instead of people coming down from their hotel rooms or what have you, you know, these black car services dropped everybody off almost at the same time. What do we have, two or three cars, JC?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, like, it's just 0 to 60 and bam, I'm standing in a room with like all these people I've grown up watching on X-Files. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really cool. And you know, me and JC are like, hey, look at that over there. Look at him. There he is. And like, you got to turn that off really quick, cause you have to be professional and you know, you're doing business with these people, but at the same time, you're thinking, oh my God, this is cool. So that was probably one of my favorite moments. You know, and again, the screenings were super cool. Hearing Karen talk about, you know, watching it on Halloween night, I believe it was when it aired, maybe. I'm not sure if that's accurate. I, for some reason, I want to say it was. But anyway, she was watching home, and she had her script and the original airing. That was the first time she saw it. And that was really cool. And, you know, it's like having DVD extras, but live. It's so cool.
Yeah, that you know, it is really tough. I mean, there is, you know, so many different moments there. I would say that, you know, a couple things that stand out to me was, one, I remember I was, again, in the green room, and Brian Thompson, this was towards the end of the show. Brian was getting some coffee, and, you know, I just went over and, you know, asked him how it was going, and, you know, just kind of touching base with him. And I just remember him putting his hand on my shoulder and was like, man, this is so much fun. He's like, you know, just to be able to, he loved the idea of being there for a day. And, you know, like, man, you can, there's so much energy in the room, and there's so much that the fans are giving us, and we're able to give the fans, because, you know, we're here for a day and can just, you know, go all out. And he was just like, you could just see the look on his face. He was just like, wow, this is so awesome. You know, like, his level of intensity and excitement was so high. And, you know, and then for, you know, the people who had never done a show before, you know, like, our show, she's done several others since, including Spooky, but our show was Annabeth's first show. Karen Conneval, you know, that was her first, you know, show. Doug Hutchison, same thing. And I think just seeing those guys and you know, hearing their feedback and seeing how they, you know, enjoyed that experience was just, it was great. And they all were, you know, so complimentary and so pleased with the experience. You know, we were just able to walk away that day as like, man, we did something special today.
Another cool story I'll share with you guys was, you know, we're sitting there and Mitch's line was just jammed all day, as per usual. And I felt bad. So I kind of sneak behind the curtain and I'm like, hey, Mitch, do you want to take a break to get something to eat? And he's like, no, let's get through this line. And an hour later, I came back and he said the same thing. So I felt bad because the poor guy hadn't eaten. We had literally yanked him out of his hotel room. And, you know, I had to beg him to take a break because he was having so much fun with the fans. Same thing with Leah. He was just sat there, and I think pulled him out of his panel because, you know, he was spending so much time with people that we couldn't get him away from the table because we wanted to get through all the lines, you know. And it was just pretty cool. Pretty cool stories, I think.
Yeah, I think if the biggest problem you're having is someone is taking too much time talking with fans, then you're having a pretty good event.
Absolutely. You know, and we did learn that last year that, you know, some people take a little more time with others, so we have to plan accordingly. But that's not the worst problem in the world to have. You're absolutely right.
Oh, it meant so much to every single fan. Is there any fan who met Nick who had anything but glowing things to say about him afterward? I mean, he really made it so he was so personable. He made it so memorable.
Maybe I think lady that was at the end of his line might be the only one I would say the last.
Well, I was actually just gonna say that I think Nick was almost the perfect PR in that scenario for us, because, you know, while people are in the line, like, you could tell just people were so, you know, people were up, you know, they were frustrated, and, you know, some people were upset having to be in line that long. But as soon as they got to Nick's table and they walked away, they looked like they were on cloud nine, and they completely had forgotten how long they waited in line, or, you know, how somebody, you know, got in line in front of them, or whatever the case may be. He erased like 99% of that because of how genuine and how interesting and how fun he was, and how much he gave to every single one of those people that day. Like, he just, you know, it really erased some of that, you know, displeasure in that scenario. But like I said, if everybody walked away from it that they were so happy and so, you know, excited to have experienced that, then, you know, we did our job.
Okay, so let's go back to talking about the one coming up, and you're going to have panels again, right, with combinations of the actors talking, and you're going to have, I guess you're talking about some other elements that aren't ready yet to be officially discussed, but what about, like, vendors? I know that's something you're seriously considering.
Yeah, we used to use the excuse that we didn't have room, but we can't really use that excuse anymore because our hotel is gorgeous, too. If you've never seen this hotel, just look it up online. You know, JC and I went to another convention there, and we're like, this place is perfect. And yeah, we actually like just fell in love with the building and the way it is and the intimacy of it. Like, when I say it's bigger, I mean there's more meeting space there for the panels and stuff like that. But as far as the intimacy of the show, I don't think that's going to be taken away at all. You know, you eat with the fans right in the open area. You check in with the fans, and it's going to be a really cool thing. But yeah, it's given us a lot more flexibility in terms of what we can do and can't do, you know, after parties. And, you know, like you said, there's a couple other things we're talking about that are, you know, aren't official yet. We don't really want to put the cart before the horse on it, but there's going to be so much programming and so much to do that I think after 3 days, people are going to be wishing it was four. So
they probably will, or we probably will, I should say. Okay, so let's talk about the different packages you're offering, because there are some new options this year. Do you want to run all those down for the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, the main difference that we, you know, kind of did this year over last year, we have our Platinum VIP packages, our Gold VIP packages that are similar to last year. And what we added were some different packages that included the hotel nights. So we've been to some shows in the past that, you know, if you have a, they have a special VIP package that included a hotel room at the event hotel. And we just thought that was really cool. That was a really good idea. And it was a way for, you know, fans to guarantee that spot and be able to, you know, get that space at the event hotel while it's there and get that guaranteed. So, you know, we added those in, and those packages come with the Friday night and the Saturday night stay included. By the time people listen to this, that, you know, they might be sold out by then, but you know, that's kind of the main difference there. And then we also, this year we'd had the 1 day general admission, and what we decided to do this year was just go with a full weekend general admission pass for $75. You have access to the show all weekend, and that will you know, kind of help us, you know, with that side of it. So you know, we mixed it up a little bit and added a couple of packages in there, but we tried to keep it, you know, affordable for everybody and you know, keep the goodies special. And you know, everybody seemed to be, you know, when we rolled it out, everybody seemed to be pretty happy with, you know, everything there. So we're excited about it.
Right. Now, for the people who didn't know about the first one or didn't go to the first one, the Platinum package has, there's the line skip, there's guaranteed seating at these events like screenings and the parties. There's five photos, five autographs, and then if you get with the room, you get an additional one. Is that correct?
Yep. So there, the autographs and the photo ops that are included in there, that's another thing that we've, you know, kind of enjoyed at other shows, is, you know, when people buy those VIP packages, to include some of that with them. And so the way that it works is that with the VIP packages, they come with vouchers for autographs and photo ops. So people just, you know, go up to the table of whatever guests they want, and if they want to use all five of their vouchers on Mark Snow, they can totally do that. Or if they want to use them all on Dean Haglund, go right ahead. That's, you know, completely, you know, you have complete 100% control of that. You decide who you want to use them on and when you want to do it. And the individual photo ops are the same way. We have, in my opinion, the best photo op company in the business, Wolf Studios Photography, doing our event again this year. And, you know, kind of the same rule of thumb with them. You know, you have your individual photo op vouchers that are included in the package. And when the schedule comes out, if you want to get a, you know, Brian Husky photo op and, you know, Mark Snow photo op, you know, you line up in the line when it's time for their photo ops to be done. You hand the voucher to Wolf Studios and they'll, you know, do their work for you. So, you know, very much the same as this year is we work on the other thing that's a little bit different from our show is, you know, autographs, photos, table selfies, you know, combo tickets, all of those things are either pre-purchased online, or they'll be purchased on show days, at our sales table. But we do not do any, you know, exchange of money or funds at the guest table. It's a bit smoother process. It gets people through the lines in an easier fashion. And You know, to be honest, a lot of the feedback that we've gotten from celebrities that we work with is sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. You know, when somebody's getting money out at the table and they kind of, you know, feel uncomfortable with that. And so we kind of take all of that away and, you know, people just show up at their table, put their voucher down and, you know, get what they need to get what they need to get. So we try to make it as simple as possible, but also as smooth as possible as well.
Okay, and also I don't want to neglect to mention like the wonderful poster and the exclusive shirt and the drawstring bag, all included in platinum, also included in gold, which I think gold is you get 3 vouchers for photo ops and 3 for autographs.
Yep, and, 3 and 3 for the gold, and the gold hotel was 4 and 4. And yeah, we had the same, the prints were also a very, very popular item last year, and, you know, they were exclusive to the package. So, depending on which package you got, you know, they were exclusive there. So, you know, they're a very limited number and, you know, only so many out in existence. And so we were doing the same thing this year with, JJ Lendl and Matthew Dow Smith doing, event exclusive prints for us. And, you know, we're excited about it, and they we had great feedback from last year. The art was fantastic, and, you know, we're happy to have them on board and doing a new poster for us this year.
Okay, and then beyond that, not just for the people who have general admission, but for people who want more than what their vouchers are, there's, you know, autograph tickets and selfie tickets and combos of both of those things, as well as the professional photo ops, and then Wolf Studios Photography doing combination photos like the Lone Gunman all together and the whole cast, and those are always very popular.
Yeah. Paige, I just want to throw in there too that, like, you know, there's a lot of hubbaloo about the VIP packages. Everybody wants those and they're worried about them selling out, and by the time you hear this they may all be sold out, I'm not sure. But you can 1,000,000% come to the show with a VI or with a general admission ticket, buy what you want a la carte and still have a good time. The VIP packages are convenient. You know, they're paying for some privileges and stuff, but don't think you can't come to the show with a general admission pass and have a great time, because you absolutely 100% can. And, you know, the lines move really fast and stuff like that. I know some people went to their first convention recently and had kind of a bad experience, but like JC said, Wolf has their act together. I mean, you could literally do every photo op all day long if you want to and still get all your autographs in. I mean, it's a very efficient process.
Excellent. So when do you think you'll be seeing the schedules for each day? Is this going to be way at the end after all your names are announced, or is the schedule going to come out sooner?
Yeah, it'll probably be towards the, you know, I'm guessing we typically will do a schedule, you know, probably about 6 weeks, you know, I would say 4 to 6 weeks probably prior to the show, you know, depending on, you know, guest schedules and, obviously, you know, working with Wolf Studios to coordinate the photo op times and panel schedules. It, you know, typically for a convention, it's usually, you know, in that, you know, some people do it, you know, a week or two before the show. I think our, you know, our goal would be a little bit earlier than that, but, you know, definitely I wouldn't expect to, you know, to see a schedule until, you know, kind of around that time in the, you know, late April, you know, mid April, you know, to early May timeframe.
So you're going to be trying to do names of guests once a week?
Well, if we did once a week, we'd, you know, we would really be, we'd be really going crazy there. You know, we'd end up with, you know, we got 8 months left. We'd have, you know, 50 or 50 guests by then.
That sounds good. What's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Easy now.
I would say, you know, with Jay and I have kind of talked about this a little bit. I would say, you know, right now as we head into the holiday season, you know, we're not, you know, really sure. But I would say between guest announcements and, you know, other types of announcements that we would have, I would say probably we'd be looking at, you know, maybe every 2 weeks or so. You know, I don't know. I don't think we would probably do every week, but, you know, at least a couple times a month, there will be, you know, whether it's new guest announcements, you know, guests of a or a announcement of a new photo op or,
panel.
You know, a screening, you know, here's a screening announcement, a panel announcement, you know, different things like that. So there'll definitely be news continuing. And that's one of the things that I would say, kind of going back to one of the earlier conversations about what have we learned, you know, from our very first show till now. that was one of the first things that I think we took away was, you know, our very first show, we, you know, just put all the announcements out and we were just so excited to get every name and every photo op and everything out right away. And then what happened was, you know, we had so much time with, you know, not a lot of announcements left. And, you know, it was kind of like, you know, it was a little bit anticlimactic at times. And so what we decided to, you know, in a learning experience from that was, hey, we got to, you know, kind of spread things out a little bit and keep the excitement going. So, you know, we want to, you know, have announcements going up until, you know, the May or maybe even right before the show type time frame. So we're going to spread things out a little bit to keep people, you know, coming back for more and keep people, you know, watching the website and watching the social media and staying involved. And, you know, you never know when you'll be surprised with something new.
Right.
We'll be giving some stuff away too. We do the Fan Fridays. We get a little closer where people like and share our posts and announcements and stuff. You know, they can win free passes. And I think we talked about even giving away some photo ops and autographs this year where we got a lot of time. So we got to get generous and, you know, be creative with keeping everybody engaged.
That's awesome. And one of the ways to do that is we're about to announce the exclusive XCast guest. But before we do that, let me ask you one more question. And are you already thinking into the future beyond XFest 19? Because, well, one of the questions is, it doesn't look like we're going to be getting another X-Files revival anytime soon. And like X-Files news pared down its coverage. And sort of what are your expectations for the long run and continuation of this kind of event?
Well, tell the truth, JC. We had a conversation about it today.
We literally, that's why I laughed. We literally, I would say, you know, not even 6 hours ago, we had this exact conversation. So, Paige, I don't know if you have these phones bugged or you like Apple, you're listening to everything. Series, you know, I don't know. But
can say two things about it. Number one, we have to plan it early because these venues book early because of weddings and things like that. So it's something we have to decide sooner rather than later. And number two, based upon ticket sales, the interest is definitely there, the passion is definitely there. So, you know, it's too early to say for sure, but things are looking really good.
Yeah, and we'll definitely keep you know, we're keeping that option open. And, you know, like this hotel is the, you know, a new experience for us, and you know, obviously, you know, them working with us for the first time as well, and you know, that'll kind of play a part in things too. So I would say we definitely have our minds open and, you know, we're looking and obviously just recently discussing possibilities. So, you know, we'll see in the long run, but we're definitely, it's under consideration and, you know, something we're really looking at.
Excellent. Okay. It's time for the XCast exclusive of guest announcement for XFest 19.
I'll let you handle this one, JC. You've been, you did the heavy lifting on this one.
Yeah. So, you know, this was one of those ones that, you know, Jay had talked about, you know, where do you find people? And, you know, it wasn't easy, but we got it done. But, Paige, hopefully you'll be excited about this one, fingers crossed. But, as an exclusive here for XCast, the announcement that we'll be making, for a guest upcoming, for XFest 2 is making her first ever convention appearance, first ever fan fest appearance. This has never happened before, so it's a first time ever. Mrs. Tina Mulder, Rebecca Tulin, will be attending her first show ever with us, and we're super excited to have her.
That is incredible. Minds are going to explode. Mine is already gone. That is
awesome. Awesome. I'm glad yes. You're excited.
Great. Great. Okay. So before we board a UFO on out of here, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media and how to get tickets to this event?
Yep. You can follow us at Twitter at XFestCon. Our Facebook is also very busy. Facebook.com/thisconlife. And you can follow us on the web, thisconlife.com and thex-fest.com. Ticket links are up and available there. Also links to book the hotel. And, you know, we update social media very, very regularly. So stay tuned, follow us there, and you'll be able to see all the latest news and views.
That is awesome. Thank you both so very much for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Paige. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you in June.
I can't wait. So in the meantime, I'll keep doing my X-Files rewatch blog with my sister called Sibling Cinema at Blogger. We're also found with that moniker on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Pinterest. Thanks so much for tuning in. Keep your eyes peeled for more on X-Fest 2 or X-Fest 19. And remember, as always, trust no one.
The X-Cast and X-Files podcast is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at The X-Cast, and on Facebook if you type in The X-Cast, or at our group, X-Files Basement, an X-Cast podcast fan group, where you can continue the discussion about all things Mulder and Scully. If you want to support The X-Cast further, you can now subscribe and become a patron of the show on Patreon. On Google, just type patreon.com/TheXCast. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You'll see all of our tiers, subscription options and perks, which include early access to episodes, bonus content such as commentaries on X-Files episodes, access to a patron chat zone, and even appearing on one of our patron roundtable discussions. We would appreciate any support you can give the show, so just go to patreon.com/TheXCast to find out more. Our title music is provided courtesy of Will A, who you can find on Twitter at IAmWillAye.